We're on the winning side. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 5. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 5 through verse 7. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
I want to talk about courage tonight. Somebody said courage.
Courage.
Courage. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong, and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Praise God. Praise God. Courage. Courage is the ability to go against circumstances and situations without fear and without a diminishing of your spirit. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. I say that with a smile on my face. I'm going to make it.
Praise God.
I've got faith tonight. I've got courage tonight. I want to try to help someone to see the blessings of this. Lord, we thank you for the word tonight. We ask you to anoint it. Speak to every heart, Lord. Let the word find its mark. I pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated tonight. What we need in living for the Lord, of course, is courage. And what we need to see is what the Lord has for us, and that the Lord will take care of us in the time of trouble. Amen. We are entering into a time of trouble, and we need to have courage as we go forward in living for God. And it ought to give us courage to stand any test that may come our way. And there will be tests that will come our way. Psalm chapter 34 and verse 19. Amen. Are you there, Gavin? He's working on it. Somebody else is. Brother Reed, are you there? Read for us tonight.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all.
Everybody said them all. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Now, I don't read that scripture tonight to make anybody depressed or feeling bad about your walk with God. That's not the purpose of it tonight. But the purpose of it is the deliverance part. But the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Amen. We need to believe God more than anything else in all of this world.
Amen.
It is the Lord that is our help and our strength in time of need. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12. Let's look at the scripture for just a moment here tonight. Praise God. Jump into the other end of the Bible. First Peter chapter 4 and verse 12, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Amen. And he goes on and he talks about it as the trying of our faith. And when our faith is tried, what does that mean? That means that there will be things that will come along that seem impossible. The young people sang about that there tonight. I love that song. And didn't they do a good job with that song? I'm so proud of our young people. Amen. And the trying of our faith, there are many things that will come that will try your faith in the church, your faith in the pastor, your faith in your brother or your sister, amen, your faith in the politics situation that's going on in our world, amen. Our faith is going to be tried, and someone at the church may disappoint you, someone on your job may disappoint you, amen. And certainly the politicians are always going to disappoint us. I thought I'd get an amen out of that one. Praise God. Maybe your man's in and he's it. But I'll tell you what, my man is in and he is it. His name is Jesus. Praise God. Men come and go, but the Lord is here forever. Praise God. And what we need to understand about this situation of trouble and afflictions and setbacks and all of those kinds of things that we have to face when we live in this life, amen, one of the things that we have to understand is that we must be prepared ahead of time. Amen. I just feel like talking to us here tonight. Is that all right?
Amen.
We just need to be prepared ahead of time. I remember when I was in high school in Mulvane, just south of here, I remember a young girl, her daddy was a state trooper, and she was out on a country road, and in some of the areas south of Mulvane, in that particular area, the roads are not gravel, they're sand, and the sand gets a washboard, and it can be very dangerous to drive very fast on those roads. And this young lady was driving down this country road, obviously at a fairly fast clip, and a rabbit ran out in front of her across the road. And it startled her, and she turned the car sharply to get away from hitting the rabbit, and she rolled the car over, and it killed her. And it was probably because she had not prepared ahead of time. Probably because you didn't think ahead. And what we need to do in our walk with God is we need to look ahead and plan ahead for things that could come. Praise God. Amen. We're not going to be negative and pessimistic about everything, but we've got to be realistic about what we're doing. Amen. We're on our way to heaven. I'm on my way to heaven. And there's some things that I'm going to face on that journey. Amen. And we've got to think ahead. There's going to be a rabbit runs across your road. There's going to be a deer that runs out in front of you. There's going to be situations that come in your life, in your walk with God, in your spiritual endeavor to do the will of God. Amen. And the Apostle Peter here said, think it not strange. Don't sit back and say, this is a strange thing that happened unto me. No, we've already thought about this ahead of time. Amen. And we know what we're going to do. We're going to stand in faith, and we're going to stand with courage in our heart, and we're not going to let the situation diminish our spirit. Praise God. Now, in order to really get an idea about courage, we could look at the opposite of it just for a moment here tonight, and that would be the word discouraged. If we are courageous or we have courage, the opposite of that is discouragement. Amen. Not only is it bad, it is something that we need to avoid at any cost. Amen, because our walk with the Lord is a walk of faith. Amen. Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 6. Turn with me tonight. We're going to look at some scriptures as I am wont to do. Numbers 21, verses 4 through 6. Are you there, Hunter? He's a good reader. Read loud enough so we can hear you.
For Heshbon was a city of...
Numbers chapter 21, verses 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, 4, 5, oh, yeah.
Verses 4, 5, and 6.
And they journeyed from the Mount Hor soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent a fiery serpent among the people, and they bit the people, and much of the people of Israel died.
Amen. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is a true story that took place. And there were many of the children of Israel that died because of discouragement. And it was not just a feeling. It actually developed into sin. And they spake against God. Now, can you imagine speaking against God? I cannot imagine that. I cannot imagine murmuring against God and saying, why did God do this? Or why has the Lord led me in this way? We can do that, but without discouragement. And we need to ask the Lord, why are we going in this direction? He may tell you and he may not tell you. Amen. But these folks got very discouraged, much discouraged, because of the way. Somebody said the way.
The way.
The way. There is the way that we're all going to have to travel in life. It is a way that is born out in weakness. It is a way that is born out in loss. And there are discouragements, there are setbacks, and there are victories to enjoy. But I want you to know tonight, we've got to be prepared for anything that comes along.
Amen.
And in order to do that, we've got to be able to identify and get rid of discouragement. Amen. And so they murmured against the Lord. Then it went to Moses. And they said, you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness. There's no bread. Now, this was a very serious matter because they were in the wilderness. There was no water. There was no bread. And there was nothing to eat. And there were several million of them, probably on the line of maybe 10 times the size of the city of Wichita. And they're going through this wilderness. They have nothing to eat. There's nothing that's growing around them for them to pick and to eat. And there's no water. It looks like a pretty hopeless situation. Amen. You're going to find yourself in hopeless situations. At least the way it looks like in the eye of the flesh. Amen. And so they got so very discouraged, and they said, we're tired of this light bread, and there isn't any water. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people. And in my little bit of study on this particular subject here, I found that there were two types of serpents that lived in that area of the desert, the saw-scaled viper and the carpet viper. And they bit much of the people, and much of the people of Israel died. Now, the carpet viper and the saw-scaled viper, both of them have a particular way of disposing of their victims, if I could say it that way. Amen. When they bit someone, they did not go into convulsion. They did not drop to the ground and die. None of that took place. In fact, after you are bitten by one of these two vipers that live in this part of the desert, you actually feel good for a couple of days. You actually feel better. And this venom that gets into your body begins to work on the cellular level, and it begins to burst the blood corpuscles, and you literally end up dying by bleeding internally. Isn't that a real picture of sin tonight? It feels good when it bites you at first. For a few days, it's really nice, and it makes you feel better, but after a while, sin begins to hunt you down. Praise God. And they ended up in sin because they were discouraged. I just want to help somebody tonight not to get discouraged in the way.
Amen.
Don't get discouraged no matter what happens. Don't get discouraged in the way. Amen. And it is possible discouragement will lead you to say things and to do things that are wrong and counterproductive. Amen. Discouragement stops the move of God in your particular situation. And as for me and my house, we refuse to give in to circumstances. Amen. And say that I'm stuck here and God can't help me in this situation. I want you to know you still have water coming out of your faucet. Most of us have bread in the pantry. If you don't have any water or any bread, see me after church and we'll make sure you get some. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. We don't have it quite that bad. And it really wasn't bad because in the background, God was working. God was moving, amen, to help the children of Israel to have faith and courage. Amen. Praise God. We need to refuse to give in to our circumstances. I'm going to say that again. We need to refuse to give in to our circumstances. And we need to start looking for God in everything that happens. Amen. What God is looking for are people like David who defeated the giant. But if you look at that story, and I'm not going to go into it here tonight, but when you look at that story, if you'll notice, David never called him a giant. He called him an uncircumcised Philistine, and he defeated him. Think about that tonight. What the Lord is looking for is a Joshua and a Caleb. Amen. Notice that they never spoke of the giants. They only spoke of the good things, and they brought the good things back. And they said, it's for us to eat. Let's go right now. The Lord is with us. Amen. Praise God. That's who the Lord is looking for.
Yes.
Amen. And if you'll notice, Moses never spoke of the desert. He only spoke of the land that had milk and honey. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. What are you looking for tonight? What is your eyes focused upon? It's so very, very important. Amen. Noah never focused on the wicked world. In fact, we don't see that Noah said anything about the wickedness that was around him. The only thing that he focused his life upon was building that boat and to the salvation of his house. Praise God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did not regard the fiery furnace, but they only regarded the power of God. That's what you call courage.
Amen.
That's what you call faith. Praise God. Daniel did not regard the order of the king. He only regarded God's law, and he continued his prayer. Amen. He didn't say anything about the lions, so to speak, but he spoke of God's deliverance and God's help. Amen. And he had a nice furry pillow that night. Praise God. Amen. But today in 2021, it's hard to believe that we're already here. But we see trouble after trouble all around us. And I want to just make a few comments here tonight. And I'm not going to preach a long time. But if we're not careful, we can look around with all the media that is available to us. It would be too easy to get discouraged with life, to get discouraged with our situations, amen, with the world and what's going on in our world, to the point where discouragement will not allow you to see an answer. There's no hope in this situation. And I want to just say this tonight. I have stopped feeding my mind, amen, with the news of the media and with politics and such. And I say that just not for myself, but for us tonight. I would like for you to regard that comment. Amen. And I'll tell you right now, since the several weeks ago that I decided, actually more than that, I decided to just release my mind from all of these negative things. I think differently. Amen. I think more about the Lord and the Word of God. Prayer is much easier. Amen. And more productive. Amen. We need to be focused on the will of God and the plan of God for the church and for our own personal lives. Praise God. Praise God. I don't know about you tonight, but I choose to see the Lord in every situation. I choose to see His miracle hand in action. Amen. Because there's a blessing that is associated with courage. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verses 1 through 14. Deuteronomy 28 verses 1 through 14. And if you will just indulge us tonight by reading this little bit of lengthy scripture here. Brother Reed, Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 through 14.
Which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt be thou when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways.
Praise God. Doesn't it feel good to be on the winning side? It feels good to be on the winning side. We're on the winning side tonight. Amen. And I just listed a few things here. That the scripture gives to us, and it says, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee. How many needs a blessing tonight?
Amen.
Praise God. I'll tell you what, the way to get a blessing is to have courage.
Amen.
And don't get discouraged. Amen. But have courage and speak the word of faith. Speak the word of God. And quote the word of God out loud. Let the spirits of hell hear you quoting the word of God. Amen. It's a sword that we can have in our hand. And if you'll quote the scripture out loud and stand upon the word of God, amen, the devil's going to flee from you because you're literally swinging that sword. And if he gets very close, he's going to get his head cut off. Well, praise God. Courage will swing the sword. Amen. Courage will go forward. Praise God. Courage will claim the word of God. Somebody needs to claim the word of God and say, the Lord shall command the blessing upon me. Amen. Because I'm doing my best to live for God, He's going to command the blessing. He's not going to suggest it. He's going to command it. And then it says, the Lord shall establish thee as a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee. Amen. And so the Lord shall establish us. Everybody said establish.
Establish.
Praise God. The way to establish your walk with God is through courage. Amen. Courage is a representative of faith of sorts. And faith will not let the spirit diminish, amen, but faith will stand and quote the word of God. Somebody probably is going to need that scripture this week, amen. When the enemy comes against you like a flood, you need to just open up your mouth and out of the sword of your mouth, amen, read the word of God, quote the word of God, and say, the Lord shall establish me. Trouble, you're not going to bring me down. Affliction, you're not going to bring me down. The Lord will deliver me, amen, and establish me. And then he says, the Lord shall make thee plenteous. We won't go into all the different things that he said there, but it says, the Lord shall make thee plenteous. Somebody said plenteous. That means plenty. Praise God. Plenty is more than enough. Amen. How many tonight's got more than enough than you really need? Well, a few of us here. Praise God. He is going to make us plenteous in so many different things. But the plenteous part of that is really a spiritual thing. Amen. Where the Lord is going to make us plenteous in the things of the Spirit. Praise God. A man went on a far journey, Scripture says, and he delivered unto his servants his goods. And so the Lord has promised that he would deliver unto us his goods. Amen. We're a victorious people tonight. We are an overcoming people tonight. He goes on and says, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Praise God. We could look at the scripture and see that God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give to us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. An understanding of the oneness of God. And it goes on and says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Praise God. Amen. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto the land. Amen. The former rain and the latter rain. Praise God. There is a revival that you can have in your own personal life. If it doesn't seem like there's revival happening around you, just draw a circle and stand in the circle and say, Lord, bring a revival inside of this circle. And you can have the joy of God and the victory of God. Amen. Just like David standing all by himself. Amen. A young man with courage. Praise God. And lastly here it says, the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. Somebody needs to hear this tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. It's so easy to look down upon yourself. I suppose the person that you see in the mirror in the morning is the one you are most critical of. That's the way it is with most of us. Amen.
Amen.
We see our faults, we see our weaknesses, we see our shortcomings and all of that. But what we need to see is what the word of the Lord says. He's going to make us the head. You know what? The devil's not the head of your life.
Amen.
Praise God. He's not the head of your life. He's not even the tail. Praise God. He's somewhere out there, but we are the head and not the tail. We're not following, we're leading. Praise God.
Amen.
Thou shalt be above only, thou shalt not be beneath. Amen. We are victorious people. We are standing tonight in faith and courage because God is with us.
Amen.
Stand up tonight and have courage. And see the Lord fight for you. Let's stand together tonight. Praise God. And this is what the Lord told them that they would have in the land of promise. He would set them on high, cause the enemies to flee, command the blessing, establish us, make you plenteous, open his good treasure to you, make you the head and not the tail. Is there anything else that we need? Praise God. If there is anything else that we need, God will provide that for us. Amen. It's wonderful to serve the Lord tonight. And I'm learning what the Apostle Paul said when he said, I rejoice in my infirmities, for when I am weak, then he is strong. Amen. What a powerful service we had this morning. And what a powerful move of God we feel in this house tonight. Amen. Just as I preached here just not long ago about the angels. There are angels here tonight. Ministering spirits to minister to those, the heirs of salvation. We have the Holy Ghost on the inside. Folks, we have the Word of God. We have the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. We have all the help that we need. There's no point in being discouraged. There's no point in being discouraged. But what we need to be is people of faith. And when your situation comes along, amen. Just say, just open your mouth and say, the Lord is my healer. Even if you don't feel like you're healed after you say it, just go ahead and speak the word of God. Let the spirits of hell, amen, let the spirits that are in the air, Scripture says in the prince and power of the air, they're floating around and they're flying around, however they do it, I don't know. Amen. But they're everywhere looking for that one that has gotten away from the flock in discouragement. Amen. There's no point in being discouraged tonight. Lift up your head. Lift up your heart. Amen. Believe God. Stand for God. And it's more than just standing for God. We can take territory for the kingdom of God. Well, praise the Lord. We can reach out and get a hold of somebody that's on the edge and the precipice of eternity, and we can see them saved. Praise God. That's the kind of God we serve tonight. Can we just love Him together right now? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for a message of hope, a message that will bring peace to our hearts. Oh, God, put it in the young people tonight. Put it in every adult's heart tonight. We are not discouraged. We are not downcast. But we are a victorious people, because our God is victorious.